fly. Why am I not flying first class? You're not first class material. I'm first class material now. And I'm not talking about flying first class, like for real, for real. When I meet you, I give you 60 seconds. I give you an undivided 60 seconds. I don't say I'm that guy. You know, I tell you, you say I'm your fan, you my fan, I'm your fan, because I wouldn't be where I am if you didn't click. We can take as much time as Glenn would let me take. We can go all night. If he would let me, we can go all night. I am who I say I am. And because I am who I say I am, that's the problem. You got a business and nobody's buying into it because you're not who you say you are. All right, I'm gonna get off of this one. But you ever seen the ab? Anybody ever seen, raise your hand, you seen the ab commercial? Anybody ever seen that they're working on their ab, getting real tight? Anybody ever seen one of those commercials? You just notice that they never have a chunky person doing that. Buy the ab roller. You ever notice that? You ever know they never had a chunky dude on there like 250? I use the ab workout. You like, I don't know if I wanna buy that. It don't look like it's helping you at all, right? I really, you've never seen a chunky dude doing a workout. Wow, come. And even if he loses weight, he was chunky. They show him when he was chunky. They don't show him in the chunkiness. But you see that person who's got the abs, and she probably a vegetarian, some other stuff. She runs marathons. She ain't even use that thing. She has got on a commercial that use the ab roller. And you like, I'm about to go get me one right now. And honestly, because they were credible, you bought it. And you got about three machines in your basement right now that just clothes. You got clothes just piled up on. You've not, rowing machine, all your clothes are laid out right there. Your bills right now are on the Bowflex. You got all your bills spread out on the Bowflex. You've not used it, right? But when you watched it on television, you was like, whoa, if I can look like that, order it now. Three installments of $19.99. You're like, I got $19.95. I won't pay for mine right now. Guys, you're not prospering in business, you're not prospering in your life because you're not who you say you are. My wife, she doesn't like me. My wife, we're having a hard time. What's the problem? You're not who you were when you were dating. You didn't got married, you're a whole different dude. Now you're not texting no more. You're not opening the door no more. You like a stranger, she don't know who you are. You like a whole different version. You work all day and all night. You don't tell her how beautiful she is anymore. I just, for real, my wife come in, she had like three different dresses. How does this look? Brilliant, love it. How about this one? Just as good. How about that one right there? I love it. We're all three. I still compliment her, still texting like, ooh, I saw you out the house. Ooh, I like the way that dress, I love it. Come home soon. Some of you, for real, you was that man when y'all was dating. You was that guy when you first got that job. Like, you was all into that job. You've been in 3 years now. Now you're coming in late. Now you're checking out on Friday. It's 12 o'clock on Friday. You checked out. That's not who you were in the beginning. But the problem was you put on the front to get the job. And now your real character don't have the stamina to keep the job. My wife cooks, I'm telling you, we've been married 23 years. I still say thank you. I can't explain how it helps. I don't say you're supposed to cook for me. I'm E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. Right? Because there's some celebrities, they do that. For real, they weren't celebrities before, now they're celebrities. And they go home and treat their family like they're celebrities. First thing I do when I come home, I still mop. I still wash dishes. They don't care about E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. But the greatest joy in the world, I was at a major convention just recently. Big corporate gig. I don't know what happened. Question and answer. The dude said, look, I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but I want to ask Miss Thomas a question. I looked at her like, she ain't getting paid to do it, so I don't know if she wants to do it or not. Be honest with me. You've been with that kid since he was 16 years old. Tell me two things about him. She said, I'll tell you the first one. She said, I'm proud of him. I saw him when he was a high school dropout, when he was homeless. And I watched him create a multi-million dollar company. She said, I'm proud. I watched this guy go from sleeping in abandoned buildings to getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and making it happen. And number two, the stuff he tells you on the mixtape about me is nothing in the world I want for. Absolutely nothing. He treats me like a queen.